This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a Monday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler will be leaping into the studio a little later on in the show. Beating up the computer isn't going to make it work. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
The rest of my day.
We'll talk with Sean Grandy, Celtics play-by-play announcer, coming up at 3:05. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, he makes his weekly Monday visit at about 3:48. And we'll talk with the voice of your Milwaukee Bucks, the radio voice, that is, Ted Davis. He joins us at about 4:05 and want to know out of the gates.
Hey, what's going on? It's Tim
Allen.
I
don't know why that's firing. Have your thoughts, feelings, or prediction changed when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks in this seven-game series against the Boston Celtics? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I understand my good buddy Bart Winkler was playing this little montage throughout the morning today on the Chuck and Winkler show.
Spark, is there a silver lining to any of this right now?
Season's almost over, Bill. That's the silver lining. Season's almost over.
I'm not going out on a limb by saying this. This season is over.
I hate to say it, but I just want this season to end.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I get it.
I can't take any more of it.
I get it.
I'm ready for this Bucks season to end. If I didn't have to watch it for my job, I probably wouldn't watch the remainder of this series.
Thon Maker should be in the G League next year.
Mm. I didn't hear that one. I didn't hear that. I heard all of it except that last Joe one I didn't hear.
The beginning of it? All right.
Spark, is there a silver lining to any of this right now?
Season's almost over, Bill. That's the silver lining.
Wait a minute, who did this?
Season's almost over.
That was me.
Bart put this
show
montage together. That was Sparky there talking.
Oh,
about Bill. Yes.
Bart's taking a shot.
Yes.
Well, then they made it into a promo that
you know
hear
what,
on
though?
The air.
You know what, though? I'm man enough to come on this radio show, to go on these airwaves.
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Would you let me talk first before you do something?
Okay, let him talk.
Let me try and just help
you. Let him talk, then you can follow him.
Just
again.
Let me try and help you.
Okay.
I did post game shows.
You're going to talk me back from rationality.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk
you
back.
Let him talk me, and you can follow me again.
I'm on the edge of rationality. Talk me back.
That's correct.
Okay,
I'll bring you back over to my side.
Yeah.
Listen, we did the show Friday night, and after that game Friday, I said, this is different than Toronto when they blew out Toronto. And I came on the air and I said, I don't see how they maintain this energy level for the entire series. This is probably going to zap them, and it's going to cost them the series, even though it was a dominating performance. It was unbelievable. And the reason that it was different was because the amount of physicality the Bucks have played with, they haven't played like that in 3 years. The last 3 years. We haven't seen that from them at any point. So this Bucks team that we saw, Thon Maker doing his thing, Thon Maker wasn't even playing at the end of the year. Thon Maker wouldn't have been on the floor had Henson not got hurt. So that was an unknown going into the series that nobody, other than I think one caller, there was one guy, and he called in the postgame show Friday night afterwards, who said he called for Thon to play. So, okay, I'll give him credit. Outside of that, I don't remember anybody else calling for Thon Maker to play 25, 30 minutes a night for the Bucks, and he was going to change the series. So nobody saw that coming, including Prunty or anybody else. Jason Terry, I'll give Jason Terry some love because he talked about it on Thursday night's Milwaukee Basketball Hour that Thon and Jabari Parker had to step up in this series. And then Jabari Parker, obviously, that could have gone one or two ways going into Friday's game. Prunty could have sat him and said, screw you. You want to talk crap in the media? Fine. Now you can sit here and watch the whole game to try and prove a point, which would have been the absolute wrong thing to do. Or he could have played him and make Jabari earn his minutes to be on the floor. And Jabari played really well the last two games. For me, when I said I was done watching this team, that's true. Wasn't that I was done supporting the team, because that's Bart. Bart's like, oh! Bart's on the air today. Stop cheering for your team. How can you stop cheering for your team?
That is a very important distinction, which is one I was going to make.
That
go ahead.
That is not what I said. I did not say I was going to stop cheering for this team. What I said was I was done having to watch this team this year, meaning I'm just sick of watching the same old all year long. And once we get to the offseason, then we get a new head coach, new coaching staff. This Jabari dilemma is finally over with, thank God. who can get a decision made there and then see what they do with the roster. That's what I was looking forward to because I was sick of watching same old Bucks because that's what it's been for 3 years, same old Bucks. These last two games, this isn't the same team. I don't know what happened to the other guys, but these guys ain't the same. Now, I'll say it again. I still don't know if they can do this in Boston.
Maybe they were body snatched by the monsters from Space Jam and got
they gave Jabari's talent
back. Got their bodies back.
Right.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, can they play this physical in Boston now? You know, you had the momentum of the crowd, the energy level, and all of that, and it was awesome. And I was telling people, just live in the moment.
So because you were getting hit up, Steve, so let's back it up then, because you were taking a little heat. So you were just saying you were just done watching the debacle of what the Bucks
team,
is all
this
about.
Season.
You watched 62 games, hey. 11 games. You've been watching all year long. It's the same stuff, same sort of getting to the playoffs, same stuff,
and
same
most
stuff.
Seasons,
you
I'm
never,
done by
you
about
never
January.
Said, you never said you were
done cheering for
done
them.
Cheering for the team.
Oh, would I ever say that? But
just done watching them.
Done watching this product that we've watched all year. Give me a different roster, different chemistry, new coach. Let's start over. Get the Jabari dilemma with restricted free agency done and see what happens. Never at all, never at any point did I ever say, I'm done cheering for this team. I'm going to find a new team.
Because that's what most, well, not.
Never said that.
That's extreme new team, but you, mostly we thought.
Why would I stop cheering for my team? That's stupid.
That is stupid.
I just said I'm done watching the same old Bucks, man. How many times can you watch the same thing happen and get excited to watch it happen again the next night? And get excited to watch it again happen the next night. That's all I would say. This team here is not the same team we watched for the last 3 years. The physical style, hell, Jabari Parker was playing defense the last two games. Tell me when that happened in the last couple of years when he was on the floor. Thon Maker. Love Thon Maker. My favorite interview on the team. Maybe the last 5 years on the team. I'd talk to Thon every day if I had the opportunity. That dude went from not playing to coming out and playing out of his mind. Because, well, it's the playoffs. You got to leave it all on the court. To my response is, where was this during the regular season? If he would have played like this during the regular season, this team would have won 50 games easy during the regular season. Had Thon played with that type of energy, that type of intensity level, and attacked the basket and attacked, you know, the ball, you know, when you're on defense and block shots and all that stuff. We had that all year. The Bucks would have been much different. But you didn't. And nobody saw it coming. So can he do it for another game? I don't know. All I'm saying is those two games I didn't see coming. And I don't remember anybody other than Jason Terry Thursday night saying that this was going to about to happen in Milwaukee. That everything would change. Style of play would change. Guys that weren't doing anything in the series would come out of the blue off the bench and look like they should have been starting the whole time. Now you got people saying, John Henson shouldn't play any minutes the next game. You got to ride Thon. Okay. We'll see what happens going forward. So from that perspective, if this team played like this for the last 3 years, Jason Kidd never would have got fired. Prunty's job wouldn't be assumed gone at this point, and they would have won a round in the playoffs by this point had they played this physical for the last 3 years, which they haven't. They've done it for two games. So let's not all act like everybody saw it coming. Now, those of you that are the glass half full and couldn't give me a reason why they were going to win a game or two in Milwaukee other than, well, it's home court, but couldn't justify anything are now coming on the radio and saying, I knew that was going to happen. Okay. That's fine. You didn't know how, but you called it. And like Gary always says, if you're positive and you're wrong, nobody's going to say a word to you. If you're negative and you're wrong, you're going to get hammered. And that's exactly 110% true. And guys like Bart Winkler get excited about doing stuff like that. So God bless you.
There's only one guy I thought that did call, and I was telling you guys about this last week. Jalen Rose said he was going to win two at home. Remember I was sitting there to you, Steve?
He did. My dad said it, and Jalen Rose.
And Steve goes, he just wants a job. I go, job where?
I don't think he wants it.
Yeah, he wants, yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Jalen Rose is the only guy I know that says, hey, they're going to tie this thing up.
Joe Brown, the MC of the Bucks, texted me after game two, said they were going to win both at home. I said, okay, you work for the Bucks.
Correct.
My dad texted me, said the same thing.
Yeah.
And I told him he was just getting old and crazy. Yeah. You're near nuts.
Yeah.
So, of course, I need crew on both of those two.
So, 414-799-1250, we just overall thoughts here, I guess, about the Bucks game over the week. Listen, this thing could have went really one or two ways for me. And after all the Jabari hype, after all the then you heard Giannis talk, and then we had Jason Terry, he talked, and one or two things could happen, which I never said. Either these guys, in the face of adversity, they come together and guys up their game and they flip the script. That's what they did. Or they just stay in the middle of the tank that they're already in. And it just felt like that Jabari talking maybe has something to do with the success the team has had over the weekend. I think maybe that made Jabari look within himself. I think a lot of other guys saw it because we saw the sharing of basketball. Yeah, defense, yeah, but I think we saw, case in point, Giannis is coming down. I think it was, I don't know, last seconds of the game. Giannis is coming down on the break. I think he pulls over to the middle, kicks it to Bledsoe. Bledsoe then makes the extra pass to Brogdon in the middle in the corner for a three. I don't even know if I've seen that happen all year long. Either Giannis is going on 104, or if he does kick it to, what's his name, the point guard?
Malcolm Brogdon?
No, Bledsoe. Bledsoe.
Oh, Bledsoe.
If he does kick it to Bledsoe, Bledsoe's taking a shot or driving or turns it over, they just never make that one extra pass. Yeah, defense is bad, Jabari. But they were actually, more important to me, they were actually sharing the basketball. And that's what, to me, more than anything else, this is a team, if you watch this team like Steve has, I think we've all talked about, is that we think these guys genuinely don't like each other. We think all these guys are out for themselves. We think these guys are selfish, and they're all playing for something within themselves. And the sharing of the basketball, to me, caught me completely off guard. And that one play, to me, epitomizes really how they have gotten back into this series. It's been incredible to watch.
So have your thoughts, feelings, or predictions on this series changed?
Well, I said $7.
Okay.
So there you go.
And you're staying with that?
Yeah.
Nothing that happened in the first two games made
right
you sway off of
seven
that?
$7.
All right.
You know.
Okay. Sparky, have your thoughts, feelings, or prediction on this series changed?
My prediction was Boston in seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was a coin flip at the beginning of this series.
Mm-hmm.
Without Kyrie Irving, without Gordon Hayward, I'm not moving off of my prediction. Nobody's won on the road yet. So if this plays out, that nobody's going to be able to win on the road, then Boston's going to win in seven. Boston wins tomorrow. Milwaukee wins Thursday. Comes back to Boston. Boston wins game seven. The other thing about this whole deal is Tatum and Brown, they grew up in those two games.
Jaylen Brown
especially,
is a bad man.
Especially Tatum. Tatum's never been in the playoffs. Tatum mm-hmm. had no idea what this was all going to be about going in a roadhouse. I mean, he played in Milwaukee earlier this year, but not like that. That atmosphere. You could say whatever you want about different arenas and fan bases around the country, whatever else. This here, and I agree with Middleton on this, Milwaukee's a tough place to play in the playoffs. In regular season, maybe not so much. But in the playoffs, this is going to be one of the louder, more sustainable crowds you're going to have in the playoffs.
The new arena is going to make it that way.
Well, the new arena will make it even louder,
yes,
I think.
The new arena is going to make it.
But that crowd, way. Friday and Sunday, yeah. were awesome.
All right,
A+.
I want to back up, and maybe we'll touch on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But the East right now?
Yes.
For real.
It's fun to watch.
The East right now?
Yes.
Finally, looks like they got some teams and some young talent and some guys. The East right now, because even if Boston lose this series, it's a win-win for them. They may not see it that way, but they're young players. With Kyrie, with Gordon Hayward next year, shoot.
Yeah, there are definitely more formidable challengers to LeBron's throne in the Eastern Conference than there have been in the past. Now, whether any of them are good enough to knock off LeBron, I'm not there yet. Would Gary just put his face in his hands? What?
I want to get to the people.
All right.
414-799-1250.
Have your thoughts, feelings, or predictions on this series changed? 414-799-1250. Sparky, I'm still going to do what I had planned on doing at the start of the show.
I tried.
You didn't change my mind.
I tried.
And I'll do that, and we'll hear from you, and Leroy Butler is in the mix when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this.
They go to Maker, 5 on the clock. Brogdon, they got to work quick. Brogdon with the left, tipped up and in! Giannis with 5 seconds to go!
It's a heck of a play. It's a hustle play. It's, you know, one of those, a lot of times on defense you'll talk about 50-50 balls. Well, that's one there.
The highlight was courtesy of ABC. Then that was Joe Prunty talking after the Bucks 104-102 win over the Celtics yesterday to even their seven-game playoff series at two games apiece after the Bucks were down 0-2. And asking you, have your thoughts, feelings, or predictions in this series changed? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm man enough to do a mea culpa, and I'll do that in just one sec. I want to get to you guys on the phones first and check in with Mario on the north side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mario?
What's up, Ron Dog?
You.
Big Show.
What's happening?
Listen, man, I picked the Bucks to win this series in five before it started. And if you listen around nationally, most of the experts, other than people maybe in Boston, thought the same way, that the Bucks were the better team, even though the records, minus Kyrie and Gordon Hayward and Marcus Smart. But here's the thing, man. If you look at how the Bucks played the last two games, Friday killed them. Yesterday were killing them until the officials start to have their effect on the game, which, to me, that's the biggest concern in for tomorrow night's game. If you watch how they defend Giannis, they're grabbing them, holding them, they're pulling guys' jerseys on a fast break, and you got three officials that somehow can't see that.
I really don't know how they missed that. That was inexcusable.
Yeah, you know, but that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So, you know, you're probably going to see more of that tomorrow night in Boston. That's why the Bucks are going to have to just play out of their mind crazy tomorrow to overcome not just the Celtics, but the officiating, because that's the only chance Boston have, is if the officials let them mug the Bucks and call those ticky-tack garbage fouls on Giannis and Maker and Tyler Zeller. I hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Mario.
Yeah, that one call in particular. I mean, Tatum was trying to foul Chris Middleton. He was going for the foul. He saw a clear path to the hoop, or pretty much a clear path to the hoop for Middleton. He was trying to stop him and draw the foul and grabbed his jersey. And you saw the jersey stretch. And the referee is 4 feet away from the play. How he missed that is beyond me.
Sometimes the referees are enjoying the game.
But
really, like, oh, that's
like he's too into the action?
Yes.
Yeah. He's a spectator? Yeah, then get you awesome some popcorn and sit on the great sidelines. Seat. Let somebody referee who wants
beer
to referee.
Here. Beer here.
Yeah, really.
A lot of times, I will, on the post-game show, poo-poo anybody calling up and blaming the refs for a win or a loss. Because sometimes it can be, but most of the time it's not. It's just fans looking for excuses why their team didn't play well. I can't defend the refs yesterday. That was some of the more one-sided, lopsided refing that I've seen in quite some time. And you're supposed to get superstar calls for Giannis. And he did get one late where he pretty much put his shoulder down. And I think he ran over Jason Tatum in the fourth quarter. But then later, if you remember correctly, Giannis and Tatum are fighting for a position. Tatum is holding him by the arm at one point and then throws a forearm in Giannis's back. No call. Nothing. They just ignored it and let it continue to play on. It's just mind-blowing how it works. So everybody thought, including Rami, well, superstars win the series. They're going to get the calls. Everything's going to go their way. I haven't seen that yet for Giannis, number one. And number two, one angle that we have not talked about yet, Gary, is the respect of the referees with the coaches that are coaching the teams. Meaning, Brad Stevens has earned the refs' respect over the course of the last couple of number of years, being the head coach for the Celtics and what he's done. Joe Prunty is an interim head coach that doesn't have that track record necessarily. And I think Stevens continuously working those referees paid off for Boston yesterday.
And not, I think that's just the way it goes in the NBA. Not only that, Hubie Brown.
Love Hubie Brown.
Was all over him.
Yep.
And Hubie Brown, some of the same mistakes that the Bucks were making, the Celtics were making too.
Mm-hmm.
But Hubie didn't say a damn word. Because some of the mistakes they were making was almost felt like to me was coaching mistakes that they could, something they could do better, but he didn't call that stuff. And what one in particular was the entry pass to Giannis. They were doing this, Boston was doing the same entry passes over there too. And it really is basketball 1-on-1. Hell, I teach Brockton this, you got to get yourself in proper position to make the entry pass. If a guy is on the left block over there, you're on the right, you can't, or you hit the top of the key, either he's got to come all the way across and give you a perfect target, you got to get your butt. They all know that. Well, hell, Boston was doing it too. So, yeah, if you're talking about the respectability of the coaches, he's got it over Pronti, and that's just the way that's going to roll. But Giannis should be treated like a superstar.
And he's
he
not.
Has earned his stripes.
He's not, though. See, I don't know when you earn those stripes. Like, Dwayne Wade got superstar calls his rookie year in the regular season.
Well, Giannis was going to get a super year. But when you make an all-star game and you're in top five vote getting.
Do you have to win a series?
No. All-star game, top five votes. And your coach has to talk up. Because what's his name with what's the boy named down there with the Pelicans?
Oh, Anthony Davis.
Who the head coach over there?
Alvin Gentry.
Alvin Gentry straight went off like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. About Anthony Davis and the
respect.
Not
getting
that.
Called straight went off.
Yeah, but Gary, with all due respect, I mean, he scored over 40 the last game, and Drew Holiday scored over 40 in that last game in the sweep.
I'm saying, but Giannis got to have then that backing by a coach, too.
Right. Oh, I
can't
hear
be afraid
that.
To take that fine.
Yeah.
Can I get this off my chest now?
Yeah, come on, man.
Because it's been weighing on me since yesterday.
You talking about that Superman
since yesterday
shirt?
Afternoon.
Are you Steven Swayze?
No. No. Well, one thing Sparky said.
Here you go, Leroy.
Was one of the things that I was going to say.
Okay, what's that?
Somebody said to me this morning on Twitter, I don't want to hear about you rooting for the Bucks anymore the rest of this series because of what I said last week when they were down 0-2. I never realized how many people confused what you want to happen to your team and what you think will happen to your team. You know what I mean? What you don't get that, Leroy?
No.
I don't know how many times I said to you and Tim on Friday, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong with everything that I'm saying. Either. I know you weren't listening. Yeah. You're hearing, but you weren't listening.
Whatever makes you feel good, buddy.
I wanted to be wrong. About the Milwaukee Bucks.
He didn't say that, America.
I still want to be wrong about the Milwaukee Bucks because I'm still sticking with the chalk and saying that the Celtics probably win this series. I start off the series saying the Bucks win after they were down 0-2.
And because they
I said
the
Celtics would win. Yeah. After they went down 0-2, I said the Celtics would win. And I'm still saying the Celtics will win. I hope I'm wrong about that. But what I will apologize for, what I will give a mea culpa for, again, Bart Winkler was playing this all morning on the Chuck and Winkler show today.
Spark, is there a silver lining to any of this right now?
Season's almost over, Bill. That's the silver lining. Season's almost over.
I'm not going out on a limb by saying this. This season is over.
I hate to say it, but I just want this season to end.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I get it.
Oh, that's a joke. I can't take any more of this.
I'm ready for this Bucks season to end. If I didn't have to watch it for my job, I probably wouldn't watch the remainder of this series.
Von Maker should be in the G League next year.
Oh!
That's one hurts.
Awful.
That one does hurt.
I get it.
That one does hurt.
So here's what I don't understand. And maybe it becomes so frustrating, but they're in the playoffs.
I know, folks. And that's what I was just about to get to, Gary.
Had it been like
I know. Can I,
season?
You're stealing my thunder. Can I do this?
Because
it's been weighing on me since yesterday.
Let him get it off. Yeah,
the part that I will apologize for, the part that I will say I was wrong about, was I fell into the same trap that I chastised Sparky for falling into, that I chastised Radio Joe for falling into, that I chastised any Bucks fan who was in their camp for falling into, and it was not appreciating whatever silver lining there was in this season.
Yeah.
And I said y'all got spoiled.
Yeah.
Since when is back-to-back playoff seasons and three playoff seasons out of four and a top five young superstar in this league and a new arena right around the corner, how are y'all not finding something to be happy about?
Preach, boy.
And I fell into it.
Go ahead.
And I'm sorry for being a spoiled baby when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, and especially that one line where I said, if I didn't have to watch it for my job, I wouldn't watch it. That's a crappy attitude that I had last week. I'm not moving off my second prediction that the Celtics will win this series, but that crybaby, spoiled sports fan attitude that I took last week because being down 0-2 and then the reports from Jordan Schultz at Yahoo saying that the Bucks were frustrated with Jabari and Bledsoe and the feelings were mutual from those two players in their camps toward the organization. I just got fed up. I got frustrated. I went over the top and I was a crybaby about the Milwaukee Bucks. I was spoiled and I was wrong for that and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Robin.
But the stats are on your side, though, because give me the stats of Boston losing.
No, and that's why. That's what he's saying, though. That's why I'm not moving off my prediction.
Right. Okay,
I'm just saying my attitude overall when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks and not appreciating the good that is there, no matter what else happens in the rest of this series, and really no matter what has happened already in this series. I was wrong for doing that. I was just as wrong as Sparky was. I was just as wrong as Joe was. And I was just as wrong.
You can't speak for Steve.
Well, I said he was wrong for. I said that was a spoiled attitude to take. Okay. And I took that same attitude and I was wrong for it. I will come on these airwaves and tell you that I was wrong for it.
Because you know who else are like that, right?
Who is that?
Packer fans.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If you don't win a Super Bowl, then you know why we're watching you. But Packer, like. Hundreds of thousands of Packer fans are that way. And, you know, people don't understand how hard it is. I mean, if you look at the playoffs right now, Rami, so, and depends on how this stuff. So, who did the Pelicans beat?
Portland. The Blazers.
And Terry Stotts is going to get
fired.
Swept them. Terry Stotts is going to get fired.
They need to blow that up, right? The whole team.
No, they're not going to trade Lillard and McCollum. It sounds like they're just going to fire Stotts.
No, but I'm just saying, though, if it were us here, we'd saying. Blow the whole thing.
There's a lot of NBA radio today was saying they should trade one of them.
They've had their run. I mean, that's what we do.
I'm saying, and national radio, NBA radio, this morning was talking about blowing them up.
That's what they do.
Yep.
Blow it up, right? Where's Toronto at right now?
On their heels.
They're in the one seed.
They're tied 2-2.
They're on their heels.
And against who?
Washington.
And they're either way. Either you're going to blow up Toronto or Washington's getting blown up, right?
Correct.
According to the fans.
If one of them loses, I think one of them will get blown up.
According to the fans, right?
I think according to basketball people, but yeah.
And then here we sit with the Bucks.
I mean, you said they should have blown up Toronto last year, didn't you? That it was time to move on?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put together this year because their bench shot the ball really well from three. And they lost one at the Van Vliet. They lost to injury now in the playoffs. And that was one of their better players off the bench. That's hurting them, obviously. So, and as far as Wall and Beal go, that whole thing was a train wreck to begin with. You had infighting going on. Wall comes back, plays well. They start losing.
Washington felt a lot like the Bucks.
Right. They fell backwards since Wall came back, even though he was playing well. And now they got going like the Bucks.
Let's go ahead, Ron.
Have your thoughts, feelings, and predictions changed when it comes to the Bucks in this series? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. My thoughts and feelings have changed. My prediction has not. That's what I sounded like last week, and I own up to it. I wasn't appreciating the good things when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. Like Sparky, when the Bucks win. You win over at Wendy's. There's another thing that's to be happy about when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's true.
Did I miss something?
What do you mean?
So what were you supposed to say on Friday that was so positive? What did I miss? Like, so you say you didn't appreciate the good things that happened in the first two games of the series. Because
people calling in
after the first two games of the series going, boy, Boston win three, man. Here are all the positives.
Not in the
good
first.
Good old KS was tweeting, you know what? If they play more physical, Thon's going to go off and this is going to happen. All these people were predicting the future, right? Did I miss that?
Not specifically that there were good things to take out of game one and two, but there were still things to look at and appreciate when it comes to this Bucks team in
Giannis.
This season. And I forgot that.
Giannis.
That's one of them. Giannis, back-to-back playoff appearances.
That was it.
Okay.
That was it.
All right.
There was nothing else.
All right.
So from that, you say, I should have been more... Man, screw that. Screw all
of
you.
Oh, my God.
Screw each and every one of you.
And he's supposed to be reading Wendy's. What is going on?
I don't even care. I'm not going to sit here and act like you know Nostradamus is listening to the radio, called how physical they were going to be, said that Thon was going to be the man the last two games.
It's okay, Ron.
Get out of here.
You guys are being ashamed of yourself.
And then Packer guy over there is
playing. I'm admitting it. I'm owning it. I'm owning it.
Stop.
I'm one to own it.
No, you're good.
But you don't even know what you're owning.
These other two Jamos.
You're doing it just to get them off your back.
No, he's not. No, I'm not. Nope.
He's his own guy.
He's been consistent.
I can't hear you. He doesn't have your mic on.
Excuse me. Actually, he's been consistent what he's always said, because he's always said that about the Packers.
What?
Fans.
And I said that. I was saying this
to you.
We're
not the Packers.
I know, but I was saying.
We haven't won anywhere close to the Packers to consider us spoiled.
Sparky, I was saying this to you 2 weeks ago about this Bucks team. Forget the Packers. I was saying that to you 2 weeks ago about the Bucks. And I forgot my own message.
You know what's going to happen now?
I was preaching.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now.
What's that?
Now that you're back on the bandwagon again?
Oh, no. I'm sticking with my prediction.
That's not what he said.
Celtics win. Now, here's the question. Have your thoughts, feelings, or series prediction changed?
There it is.
My thoughts and feelings have changed. My prediction stays the same.
When the Bucks win, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won yesterday, so you get to win today at Wendy's. 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's. Get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. That's at Wendy's. Bucks win, you win. So if they win tomorrow night, you can take advantage of that on Wednesday as well.
We'll hit a quick break. Hear more from you right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. That was me last week. That's still Sparky today. It's the Wendy's Big Show asking, have your thoughts, feelings, or predictions about this series changed after the Bucks have evened things up at 2-apiece?
414-799-1250.
You can tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. I got a migraine Friday night and ended up having to leave the show before I even performed. Yeah,
did me and Tim give you a migraine?
No, so if anybody came out to see me at that show, I apologize, and come to the next show I mentioned on the air, and I'll pay for your tickets. All right?
Don't
get a raise?
No, I do very inexpensive shows. Let's go to Damani in Tulsa at 414. Also, I can get comps.
414-799-1250.
You can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Let's go to Damani in Tulsa. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Damani?
What's good, Big Show?
You.
Damani, what's up, man?
But I told you so.
Now, he's true. He did. You're right. Well, you did do it. Yeah.
Role players play better at home. I suggest Tom Eggers should play because he recovers fast from the defense, and John Henson is, like, so slow. So, but my main thing is when it comes down to the crunch time, I don't think Giannis can do it because he's not a jump shooter. And everybody, like, when he goes to the hole, everybody is, like crashing down. So, I don't know what they're going to do in the clutch. But as far as that, I still think it's 4-6, but I don't know.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate everybody's passion on both sides. Doesn't matter. He got a point. I was out and I asked Gary because I couldn't watch a few minutes because I had to go and do something. And I said, Gary, is Parker in the game down the stretch? And he said, hold on. No, he's not in the game. So that's a great question. Down the stretch, if it is, that's the one thing about Jordan. If they drew up plays for him to get the last shot, okay, they're going to double, triple you, kick it out to somebody who's ready to shoot, has to be a shooter. Middleton ain't scared to take a shot, or Brogdon. Either one of them will take a shot if they ever double Giannis. But if Giannis consistently is ready to just, because they'll probably just give it to him. And he got to just be ready to take them. Win, lose, or draw, just take it. It'll be better coming from you, and it sets up moving forward about you having that killer instinct of taking those big shots.
Let's go back to the phones, 414-799-1250. Seth, on the north side, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Seth?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Seth?
So, big Bucks fan. I listen to you guys every day. I listen to the postgame show and everything. But life's obviously a little crazy with having kids at home. So, unfortunately, me and my wife went to one game, and it was yesterday's game.
Nice. Great game to be at.
It was electric in the Bradley Center. I haven't been to a game in a while, and every play, I was in the 400 section. I had the nosebleeds. Everyone was standing. Everyone was cheering. Everyone was
very
tight.
Nice.
And I'm going to tell you, right after that play that Deli had right before halftime when that ball rolled in, that was unbelievable, and that just set that tempo. I know the third quarter, we blew that 20-point lead, but there was just something we knew that we weren't going to come out of there with a loss yesterday.
Right.
Let me ask you this, because I was at one of the games in the Fear the Deer year. That place was popping when I went to that playoff game. Did you go to any of those games back then? Because it didn't seem quite as electric or as loud. Now, one I experienced in person, one I experienced on TV, but it didn't seem quite that electric as it was a few years ago in the Fear the Deer year.
I'm going to be honest, that was my first playoff game.
Oh, okay.
Going to a Bucks game, and I'm just so hyped that I told my wife, I was like, we have to go. This is something we have to do.
Nice.
And, you know, for it being a noon game on a Sunday and the crowd the way that it was, I couldn't complain at all. You know, the weather was beautiful. There was a brew game going on, but that place was packed and it was rocking. I think the Bucks can take in six. It'll be tough. I'm going to still root for my Bucks and go all the way with it, but it's going to be a tough series. They just got to keep that momentum in Boston and think us fans here are cheering just as much watching the TV as we were yesterday in that arena. So they got to keep that in their brain.
You know what? You know what's amazing, too, Rami? Cause
thanks for the phone call, buddy.
Yeah, we do a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Do we?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Mm. Is that what this thing's for?
And it's amazing. Sorry. If you just, like, stop and think about it's because we're living it, too, like everybody else. But we did take a lot of phone calls where people said they didn't want to see the Bucks anymore and they wouldn't even pay to go see a game. I mean,
yeah, Sparky wasn't alone. Joe wasn't alone and I wasn't alone.
There were a lot of people that said that.
Tons.
Okay? But it makes you stop and think the small sample size of those people that we actually reach and that we actually hear from when you look at the people that were at the Bradley Center.
Right.
Because if everybody felt that way, that nobody would have been at the Bradley Center.
We talked about it on Friday. Remember, we said we didn't think it was a sold out, and the Bucks tweeted us and said, no, it is sold out, both games. So it was awesome.
And this goes back to something I often say here on this show. People are much more likely to be vocal and speak out when they're pissed off than when they're happy.
Yeah.
Nobody asks for the manager at a restaurant because they're getting perfectly fine service.
Never.
I do.
I mean?
All the time.
And you ask for the manager to complain about the service.
And that goes back to, too, Rami, you're right about that, because I had in one of my questions, too, that it was a separate question. Does Pronti get any credit? Because we were show dogging his ass out when they lost, too.
Well, I will say
but
this.
But I haven't heard anybody, well, I mean, listen, Rays, but just in passing, like watching the Four Letter Network, I haven't heard anybody say anything about Pronti. But if you're going to poo-poo him when he lose, don't he get credit when they win?
He didn't have anything to do with Thonmaker getting the minutes he got. Well, maybe the minutes, but getting the start and actually getting an opportunity to show something, that was because John Henson went down with an injury.
Zeller started, though.
He didn't start. Right. That's true, yeah. So...
I'm just saying, I'm not asking you to make it. I'm just saying, but it feels like we give him a lot of grief when they lost, but
right.
We say nothing when
you're
they
right.
win. Yep. We'll come on and say, well, you know, Gary, just hold up, really. They kind of fell into that.
Because a lot of coaches could have gotten pissed off and taken it personally when Jabari said what he said last week. And not played him at all. And that's what a lot of people are saying Joe Pronti should have done. Y'all would have made terrible head coaches in the NBA. So you do have to give Joe Pronti credit for some things. We never see Thonmaker if John Henson doesn't go down. That fell in Joe Prunty's lap to a degree.
Are we going
to
talk about Thonmaker? What's his name?
Thonmaker?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure he'll come up throughout the show, Gary. Are you going to talk about J&J Contractors at
you
all
want
today?
Me to do it now because I got all these people
please.
Right here.
Yes.
We got to pay some bills?
Yes. Got to pay the bills.
All right. We'll come out and get you people here in a little bit. We got plenty of time. Talk about my good friends at J&J Contractors. Man, you know, this weather's been pretty bad this winter. You know, I was just talking to the girl softball coach over at Muskego High School, Steve. And they've only played one game.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So far this season. They're going to play a game every day this week. And they're going to play at least three double hitters this week.
Nice.
And the playoffs, I think, start the following week. Just to get some games in. I mean, the weather has been
horrible.
Hasn't it?
Yep. But lately, it's been good, though.
Up until last week, there was a coach down at Central High. He said he'd had only one practice outdoors with his girls on April 9th.
Yeah.
The rest had to be in the gym.
So, I mean, if you're like most people, I know I just talked about sports, but if you're like me, so this weekend, you just walk around your house, and basically you assess the winter damage. Because we had a harsh winter. I mean, if you got your... Let's say your roofing and your, what do you call them things up on top of your roof?
Siding?
No, not just siding.
Shingles?
Shingles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
If you got your shingles laying out in the front yard, and I'm thinking your house is, I don't know, better, I think 18 years, I think it was they said. If they've been up there for 18 years and they start to fall off, you may need a new roof. My good friends over at J&J Contractors get that done. If you walk around the house and you see some cracks in your paint, maybe you need a new paint job. Well, my good friends over at J&J Contractors can do that as
what
well.
What if my door just blows off?
Well, I've had that last week in the big windstorm that we had. And my good friends, one of Jason guys that work over there, Bob, came over and I got a new door damn near. Fixed it up for me. Gutters, now if you're walking around your house, we've had a lot of rain, your gutters are leaking. Guys at J&J, listen, guys, no job is too small as they can do it all. Call my good friends over at J&J. and Jay contract.
Have your thoughts, feelings, or prediction in Bucks Celtics change. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. We'll hear from the voice of the Celtics. Sean Grandy joins the Big Show at 3:05. As many of you guys as we can squeeze in between now and then after a short break here on the Wendy's Big Show. It's Wendy's Big Show on a Monday. After the Bucks, even a series over the weekend with the Boston Celtics. Two games apiece now. Back-to-back wins at the Bradley Center. Asking, have your thoughts, feelings, or opinions on this series, your predictions, that is, changed. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan. We'll talk with Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice of the Celtics on the Celtics Radio Network, coming up at 3:05. Let's get as many of you in as we can before then. We'll go to our guy, D. He's in Fenimore. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, D?
What's good with y'all? Hey, man, Rami, to your point earlier about Bucks fans being spoiled, if you're a long-life Bucks fan, we didn't play the whole, let's just make it to the playoffs so we can get two tickets. I mean, two playoff games so our owner could get money.
Yeah, but when you make it in back-to-back years for the first time in 20 years, and you have back-to-back seasons with, what was it, 42-plus wins, Sparky, for the first time?
No doubt.
And I don't know how long, and three out of the last four seasons you've gone to the playoffs, and you have one of the brightest young superstars in Giannis, and you have an arena on the horizon. I was just saying there were things to be positive about and to be happy about, no matter how ugly the product on the court got.
That's where my frustration came in. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, I knew they wasn't trying. They just wanted to get there.
Correct.
It's the fact to know that they was trying, and this is few you get.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. And as far as Joe Plenty go, he deserves all credit for both of them games. Y'all can say he's selling a dime, but that defense that they play is that defense everybody named Mama hated. With the whole switching back and forth, the trapping. And Thon benefits in that defense because if you notice, a lot of his blocks he got in that game came off the ball. He's fast enough to stay in front of smaller people, and he's long enough that if you do blow past him, he can block. So that switch helped Thon out more than anything, and it got Thon running, and it got Thon engaged in offense. Also, by taking Brogdon off of Milton, I mean not Brogdon, I mean taking Brown off of Milton and putting Brogdon on him, that was a key switch up too. So you got to give Plenty credit. And I know a lot of people complained that he didn't call a timeout yesterday, but those two adjustments alone – and the fact that made me have my position where I'm changing on this team, they were playing that switching defense we all hate, and I could count on my hands. It was probably only like two blown assignments this whole two games. You know what I mean? It was one play where Giannis was in the corner. He fed over to help somebody that was going to drive, and then he got back to that opposite corner and damn near blocked the shot, which in the past, that wouldn't have happened with this Bucks team. So seeing them play as a team is kind of putting the fire back in me for this season, because watching them play like they was 12 individuals instead of a team is what kind of hurt my feelings as a Bucks fan. And I'm glad that they actually playing and giving that effort that we felt we deserved and that we felt that was better than what they could give us. So I actually think, I guess my attitude has changed, because in the past, I didn't think they could win this series. No, I think they got a chance.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, and that lack of effort, energy, and focus has been something that's been frustrating all season long. And that was another one of the things that I finally let get to me and pushed me over the top in my Bucks frustration. Because how do you get to the playoffs and come out in game two and show zero heart, zero effort, zero will against a team like the Boston Celtics, who you're more talented than coming into the season? I still believe that they're more talented than them. I just think that a 2-0 deficit in the series is a very hard thing to overcome. And now you head back to Boston and let's see what this Bucks team has and if we see another game like we saw in game two. Let's go to Todd on the northwest side. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Todd?
Yeah, I got a question for Sparky. What's the injury list on Boston? I thought it was just one guy out, Irving.
No, Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving. Gordon Hayward's been out all year, so both of their star players are out, and then their third best player, well, maybe it's debatable, but Marcus Smart hasn't played either. There's a chance he may be back if there's a game seven. But he was a pivotal player for them throughout the course of the year, too.
Okay, so I just got a question for you, Sparky, and then I'll hang up. Why are they struggling with this team? That's my question. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. The reason that they struggled in games one and two is because they got into those funks where they couldn't score to a certain degree. They had defensive lapses as well in both of those games, and they weren't playing how they played in games three and four. Games three and four, they played with a physical style nature. I think in game three, it really took Boston aback, and they weren't ready for it. Game four, Boston was ready for it, and it was just an all-out battle between both teams. And if you remember in game four, neither one of those teams could shoot the ball well. I mean, the Bucks were shooting like 9% or something like that, and Boston was shooting like 29% to start that game. The Bucks were fortunate that Boston wasn't hitting their shots, and to that point, Gary Ellerson was 100% right. Because after game one, I said they shot 41%. I said that game was gift wrapped for you and you screwed that up. That's a game you had to get when they shot that bat. And Gary came back and said, they'll do it again. They'll do it probably more in this series. And I wasn't sold they were going to be that bad shooting the basketball. Game two, Boston shot the ball well. And then game three, they shot it okay. But game four, they weren't very good shooting the ball at all yesterday. But I think part of that was them missing shots. But I think part of it is the Bucks' defense and how physical they're playing. I mean, Jabari Parker, I cannot say this enough. Jabari Parker's defense these last two games have been better defense than I've ever seen Jabari Parker play in a Bucks uniform.
Yep.
Now, again, I don't know who got in this team's head to play this physical style of ball. I don't know who rallied the troops and it's us against the world mentality or whatever they got going. But whoever did it should be patted on the back and said, good job, you helped save the first round of the playoffs for this team. Because that is how this whole series changes. If they don't come out and they don't punch him in the mouth and play that physical style of ball and continue to do it in game four, it very well may be over or they're down at least 3-1. I thought the game they had the best chance to win was going to be Friday night. They did. And I then wanted to see if they could do it again yesterday with that same type of physical style. And they were. For the most part, kind of was out of his element a little bit again in game four. So he has to figure out a way to get going. And then you just hope that Giannis, because it might have to be on the road. Trell brought this up on the postgame show yesterday. And that is, Gary, Giannis needs a signature game here for them to win a game in Boston. He needs an Anthony Davis-type 40-something point night to kind of put the Bucks on his back, show why he's the best player in this series, and win a game for this Bucks team.
The only way he's going to get that if he's making an outside shot, Boston ain't going to just clear it out for
him. I just don't know if he can do that.
Well, we're going to have to wait and find out.
It's going to have to take a team effort for the Milwaukee Bucks in order for him to get 40. I said this in passing last week. After we were watching some of these players, Anthony Davis, you started seeing some of these other young players, Simmons now. I don't know if Giannis is that guy, and is anybody like LeBron?
No.
So that would be not fair to compare him to LeBron, right?
No. Look about Anthony Davis.
But Anthony Davis, I think, has a better supporting cast that would lends itself for him to get to 40. It just feels like the Bucks just doesn't have that. Do you know what I mean?
I disagree with the supporting cast stuff, but I'll call up their team and look at it.
Yeah. If he goes 4-on-1,
here we go.
He needs to drive and kick.
Okay, so here you go for the Pelicans. Mirotic, who's been an upgrade for them, he had 10 and 11. Anthony Davis was 15 of 24 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, 15 of 17 from the line, 47 points and 11 rebounds.
Oh, my God.
And just only one thing sticks out. He's probably, in that game, he was better free throw line than Giannis will ever be.
Well, maybe.
In that game.
But he had 17 free throw attempts.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Did Giannis get to the line for 17 free throw attempts
in a game? No. He was 15 of 17.
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, could he even get those many attempts in a game?
I don't know. But
each
biggest...
one more. Rajon Rondo, 3 of 7, hit 16 assists, obviously, 7 boards. And Drew Holiday was the other guy that I said had a big game.
That's playoff Rondo.
Right. Oh, I understand, but he doesn't shoot the ball well, is my point. He's not creating space, my point is, for him. Mirotic can and Moore can. And then Drew Holiday had 41. And their bench had 12 points.
Yeah.
3, 6, and 3 was their bench. That's all they had off their bench.
Yeah, see, it's not about the names that you're naming out. It's about how a team plays together with their superstar.
Agreed.
That allows them to get that number. LeBron will get that number in different ways. LeBron can just go and take over. I don't know if there's another guy that can just go, okay, I'm getting 50 tonight.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah. But when Russell, I don't know, but it feels like when Russell does it, now with the team that's assembled with him, it feels like they're a lose.
That's true.
Because if he just does it, then that means that ice is out Paul George, and that means that Melo doesn't get any shots. So if that happens, I would say 9 times out of 10, they lose that game if he's going to go get you 50. But, yeah, he is that guy that can do it. I just don't know if Giannis can do that. I mean, we'll get into that maybe this week. We can talk about the younger stars right now. Where you see Giannis rank with some of these younger guys coming in right now? I mean, listen, I said this before. If you look at Boston Celtics right now, they get back Kyrie, they get Gordon Hayward back. That team, with what they're getting right now with their young players, they're only going to get better. It's a scary thought there in the East. I mean, LeBron's reign, what LeBron has right now in Cleveland, there's nothing there.
I wouldn't say nothing, but there ain't much. He's okay. Doing a lot of it himself.
Yes.
No doubt about that. I
mean, it's not, yeah. It's not LeBron the first time he went to the championship. It's not that bad. But if you look at teams around them right now, they're actually pretty good.
Man,
let's get to it.
For the first time in a long time, Gary, people other than LeBron and his teammates can start realistically thinking about rings in the Eastern Conference.
Really, Ken, the East is wide open right now with all this young talent. If you want to go check out a ring, my good friend Dean Murray, and you guys hear me talk about him all the time. He's just a great guy. I mean, he really is. Honest, loyal guy. And I partner with most of the guys I talk to are that way. And if you're looking for to get the best price on a piece of jewelry, guys, just go check them out at the Jewelry Center. And that's all. I'm not even really asking you to go even buy anything. I'm just saying go walk in the door, check out what they got, and see if it's the best price in town. Because I know it's going to be. Everybody has a jewelry guy. I get it. Well, I'm trying to introduce you to mine, and I think he will be a lifelong guy that you need to have in your family for jewelry, where you'll send your friends, your brothers, your aunties, your aunties, your uncles, all them to the Jewelry Center because he's going to take care of you.
So the auntie and auntie are two different people?
No, they're the same people.
Oh, okay. You just
depends on if you're auntie.
Thanks.
You know, a lot
Thanks
of
for
everybody,
asking. I was wondering myself.
A lot of people don't have aunties. Mm-hmm. Depends on where you're from. If you're from the South,
you stay with them and your cable in their name.
Right.
I got
That's your auntie.
I got you. Yeah.
Your auntie is a little younger.
Yeah. She could be your sister, really.
Mm-hmm. That's your auntie. She could be your sister. A lot like, you know, Brock and Miles.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's the uncle. But, yeah, something like that.
That's brilliant.
Go check my good friend out at 76 and Lake in the Lake
Plaza.
You got
to give credit to him.
New location in Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. New location in Burlington, Wisconsin. That is the Jewelry Center.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side. We'll see if Sean Grandy's opinions of this series have changed. The Celtics radio play-by-play man joins the Wendy's Big Show right after this.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.